And yes, the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon is undergoing their renovations. They're well underway now and updating and upgrading of the library. So, of course, the library is temporarily moved to their new location in Sharon. But that doesn't mean that they're not having their programs. They are. And one of those programs that is coming up is going to be happening. There's a series of events during it, September 20th and October 20th at 7 p.m. And then it even includes another event, which is on November the 3rd at 7 p.m. It's Postering Sharon, a National Children's Book Week we're going to be talking about. And our guest this morning is Leonard Marcus. Leonard, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, it's very nice to be with you.
You know, I first I saw this press release when we got this from the Hotchkiss Library, but in the Lakeville Journal, they put a picture of some of the posters up, and they're absolutely amazing. Now, first, let's talk, before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about you, as you're a children's book author, and you also write about people who write those books?
Well, I'm primarily a historian of children's books and illustration. Yeah, I've been doing that for about 40 years now.
And I have to ask you this. Did your love of children's book lead you into this, or was it your love of literature in general and writing in general?
Well, I struggled to learn to read when I was very young, so it took me a while, but my reading teacher, the person who helped me get over the hump, encouraged me to write short poems that I could read to her. So, reading and writing became intertwined for me from a very early age. I got interested in poetry, and later I realized that children's books often are like poetry because they're so distilled, so that they can reach a young audience that doesn't have, you know, a huge frame of reference. So I just became kind of fascinated by the genre and realized there was a great story to be told about it.
You know, you can find out more about Leonard at leonardmarcus.com. That's leonardmarcus.com. Well, this is a very interesting series of events that are happening at the library. And once again, we remind you, this is a Zoom event. It's a virtual event. And let's talk about what's going to happen on each day. Let's start off with Thursday, September 22nd at 7 p.m. What is that presentation going to be about?
Well, the first one is about posters from World War One. I mean, what happened as the renovation began at the library, a big chest of drawers had to be moved with a crane. And it hadn't been opened in decades, apparently. And so some of the drawers slid open, and to everyone's surprise, they found this treasure trove of old posters, some of which are 100 years old. Many of them are posters related to the two world wars, propaganda posters of one kind or another. And the other half of the trove was posters having to do with children and literacy.
You know, what's interesting about this, in today's generation with social media and with the on-the-air TV, streaming, with the radio and everything, people don't realize how important two things were back then. What you call a soapbox on the corner, where you could get up and you could get your information across. But posters really were the most efficient way to let a lot of people know about events that were coming up.
Yeah, no, that's right. And if you think about it, early 20th century America was becoming urbanized. You had these enormous numbers of people coming together. Many of them were not all that literate, they were in a hurry. They didn't have time to read extensively about the news. And so the poster emerged as a kind of, instant messaging system, generally with a picture that would tell 1,000 words. And when World War One began, within days, the government in Washington organized a bureau that was all about getting information out to the public, getting people to want to buy war bonds, to enlist in the army, and do other things to help the troops. And they engaged over 300 artists, some of the best in the country, to make these posters, and the idea was to put them everywhere, so people would constantly be bombarded with these messages.
Now, both these presentations on the different dates really are going to take you through a pretty long timeline, right?
Yeah. Well, for the World War One posters, I'm you know focusing on that relatively brief period. But for Children's Book Week, that's been going on for over 100 years. And interestingly, the two subjects are linked, because at the end of World War One, there was this feeling that it was time to do something for the children of the world. You know, there had been this terrible destruction. So they declared the second half of 1918 and the first half of 1919 the Year of the Child. And that was the year that Children's Book Week was created, as a way of encouraging parents all across America to read to their children at night.
So actually, the first presentation will be on Children's National Children's Book Week, and the second one.
Oh, did I flip that? I'm sorry.
No, you didn't flip it. I'm just trying to re-explain to people that the two different presentations.
Yeah.
It's National Children's Book Week. The first one on the 22nd, and then on October 20th about World War One.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You're obviously going to have the posters on view for people when they're watching virtually to see, right?
Oh, yeah. And not only that, but also archival photographs showing how the posters were displayed. I mean, they would engage people like Charlie Chaplin to have bond rallies for World War One. So that was one of the ways that they called attention to the needs of the government in the war effort. And the other way were these posters, and you see, you know, women on stepladders, plastering them on the sides of buildings throughout cities. It was an amazing effort, and a number of the artists were really famous in other aspects of their career. The man in charge of the poster committee was Charles Dana Gibson, the creator of the Gibson Girls, the man who sort of fashioned the image of the modern American woman for all time.
Let's talk a little bit about you. I mean, you're a founding trustee of the Eric Carle Museum,
mm-hmm.
Your latest one of your books that we talk about, the ABC of it, Why Children's Books Matter.
Mm-hmm.
They really are important. I mean, if you don't learn to enjoy to read when you're a child, it's going to be much harder for you to function like that as an adult.
Yeah, well, you know, it's often been said that children's books are the ones that make the deepest impression on us for life. And it's also true that when you look at children's books historically, it's a great way to understand what the hopes and dreams of each generation have been. And it's because they encapsulate what each generation wants to pass on to the next one.
No.
So it turned out to be, I mean, I started studying history at Yale in the 70s, you know, as an undergraduate. I needed a senior project to graduate with, and I sort of stumbled onto this, but I realized it's a very rich subject, and it's a global subject. Children's books are published all over the world, and it's a great way to understand our culture and other cultures.
Well, and we'll wrap this up. We're talking with Leonard Marcus once again, postering Sharon. A couple of Zoom events coming up at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. The book You Can't Say That, I think, is an important book in today's society, basically because it deals with censorship,
right? Which has become such a huge topic in the news lately. You know, sadly enough, we're living in the worst period in all of American history for the censorship of books. And books for children and teens are the most frequently challenged and censored books of all categories. The reason is that even though some people think they're, you know, innocuous, they're not about very much, they actually do express our deepest values and concerns, our hopes and fears. And that makes some people uncomfortable. So my book is a kind of way, a guide to understanding what's going on today, and in the impulse to keep books out of the hands of young people, and with Banned Books Week coming up at the end of this month, you know, I think it's a timely book too.
We're speaking with Leonard Marcus once again. We'll be hosting a couple of Zoom events at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. The National Children's Book Week presentation, which is Thursday, September 22nd at 7 p.m. via Zoom. And our World War I posters, which is Thursday, October 20th at 7 p.m. Also part of this Poster in Sharon event is the library's historical postal collection. That's going to feature our friend Darren Winston and David Pollock. That is on November 3rd at 7 p.m. An important topic on so many different levels that we've discussed here, Leonard, all the way from the history of the posters, but the importance of reading and books, and also, unfortunately, what's happening with like we just finished up talking about, mm-hmm. the censorship in books for young people. It's going to be an interesting event, and if people want more information about you, leonardmarcus.com. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Oh, it was really a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Such an important topic, reading books and children's books in general and the posters.